Today is Wednesday, the 5th of March. Ash Wednesday. In today's reading, beginning the season of Lent, we hear the words of the prophet Joel. Return to me with all your heart. As you hear the Cape Town Camerata singing Allegri's Miserere Mei, Deus, Have mercy on me, God, you might like to consciously and deliberately make the decision to return to God with all your heart today. Today's reading is from the prophet Joel.
Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? And the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people.
Rend your hearts, and not your clothing. For the prophet, interior conversion of heart seems to be more important than outward displays. How do these words sit with you as you hear them today? In the Bible, the heart is described as the center of the human person. How would you describe the state of your own heart as the season of Lent begins? What is it that is most occupying or concerning you in your life right now? As you listen to the passage again, notice any words or images that catch your attention.
Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people.
A simple way of praying is simply to lift up one's heart as it is. Whatever preoccupations, concerns, or emotions you might be experiencing, perhaps take some time to do this now as we enter into this season of Lent. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
Amen.